I think it'd be kedai to start again from Daf Yudalad Amid Beis to learn Tezvov Amidalad and Amid Beis Gemara and Rashi to get this one long hemshah. Amar Rav Meir midevreim lamadno. Rav Meir said that midevreim lamadno shesefim truma ta'irem et meir bepesach. So the Gemara asks midevreim deman. Ki leime midevrei rabchaninus kana kahanem midami osam tomei betomei oche toir betomei. Rabchaninus kana kahanem is saying you're making a shlishi, a sheni. So was tomei before. She's just being moisif to me, they're not creating to me. Fellow me divre rabbi kiva me dami hosam posel vetome oche toir vetome. It's toir vetome. So mamela, how can you learn out? Says, name of kasava rabbi meya, mas nisen bi av atume diereise. The Mishnah is speaking about bi av atume diereise. That means the boso, going back to Rab Chanina. Really, Rab Meir is learning out from Rab Chanina. Mas nisen bi'av hatume di'erais. The Mishnah that said the boso, shanitma ba'av hatume, speaking about an av hatume di'erais. The lad hatume, the boso that touched a vlad hatume, or the way the Gemara said, anamataluf, it's a vlad hatume, the boso touched a sheni, became a shlishi, the rabono. The midiye raise toyer ma'alye. Mina toyer, it is toyer. This is a shlishi derabono. My midivrayem, midivray rabchanines kana kehanim. And Rameyer learned out from rabchanines kana kehanim that just like rabchanines kana kehanim said that you're permitted to make from a shlishi derabono a sheini, is to adin, you're allowed to make from an iso darabonon a sheni. You have to be metam an iso darabonon. Let us again see Rashi. Neima kasova rameyem, midiyalef midivrayim, since he's learning out midivrayim, kasova masnisen darabchanine, boso shenitma ba'avatume diktoni ba'avatume deraise. The whole avatume deraisu. So that boso zicher tome minatoir. Our boso shenitma bevlada tome diktoni. Kigoin, it is speaking about shenitma bevlada tome derabono. The boso was nitne with avlada tome derabono. Kigoin. Widi yev avlada tome derabono. Kigoin keili shenitma bemashke. If a keli that became tomen for mashkin, so the mashkin is a rishin, the keli is a sheni, and the boso became a shlishi derabon. The midiye raise ein oichlon a mashkin metamen keli. Mina toire a mashke cannot be metame keli. Shein oichol nasa ovatume. An oichol is not an ovatume, and a keli can only be mekabotume from an ovatume. The Rabbanon goes through, she you mashkin metamim keili, mishumashke zov zov shem avatume. The Rabbanon will go is that a mashkin can be metame keili, since there are some mashkin which are avatume. So they said that a mashkin with the Rabbanon is metame keili, even the tarishim. Which mashke is an avatume kagain roika yom mei mei raglo, prepare kama de nide. Fahai boso nitmo boisei kli. Now the boso touched this kli that touched mashke, which was a rishon. Tahavi vlad de rabono. So the keli is a vlad. Shamashke no yu vlad atume. The mashke is a rishon. Bakli hoyo vlad de rabono. Umi derai se toyo, mina toyre de keli is toyo. By boso shenase shlishi al yodoi, the boso that became a shlishi toyo gomo mina toyro. This is completely toyo. Vashminen rabchanine de kiven de ika alotume darabonom. Since it is a tume darabonom, metamin lo berish in the eraisi, you're allowed to be metamid with a rish in the eraisi. My midivrayim de Rab Meir, midivray Rab Chanine. You were learning out from Rab Chanine. The trume tohoire b'shei shois, trume, that's toir. And it's shoshishis, that's also midarabonen, dom yelohu, the shlishi. It's similar to the shlishi. It's also the toir deraise. The tomi derabono, and it's tomi derabono. Bohonami shori midiraisa tchila sheva ba'asira midarabonon. So we are medame a iser darabonon shoshishis dumye to atume darabonon. Bekiven dashminen rabchanine. So since Rabchanine was told us the metaminon tume darabonon betume daraisa, we allowed to take a shlishi darabonon. And touch it to a tumet deraise, the metamalem with the rabbonim, and all of a sudden Rashi says over here that we're going in oichel metama oichel. That we're taking, according to this akimta, we're taking a shlishi derabbonim, we're making it a sheni derabbonim. The metamalem with the rabbonim oichel as oichel, so adin metamino nami trumet tahoire, dasirem with the rabbonim, betume the trumet meya di eraise, blei metami lo ele mit rabbonon, so by trumet it's also the same thing. Ein eichel metama eichel, ein eichel metama eichel, ele mit rabbonon. So that is the first perish in Rav Meya. The Rav Meya learned that from Chanines Kana Kahanim, and we see al kopone from the Gemara, that an iser de rabbonon is doime to a tumet de rabbonon, even though before we ask kashes, here's tummy v'tummy, here's toyer v'tummy, that's in the raises. But in the tumme darabonon, so nisa darakponim rameya holds like that, that an isa darabonon is daime to a tumme darabonon, midivraim is midivrei rabchanin is kana kehana. But this is an akimte, that what the Mishnah says, boso shenitma bevlada tumme means it was a vlada tumme darabon. Omar eshlokish mishum bar kapore. So Rish Lakish now is chaylik on this mahala. Omer Rish Lakish and Bar Kapor. No, you don't have to say that Rav Chanina Kana Kahanim is speaking about a vlad darabonon, a vlad darabonon. No, vlad can be min atayr also. Mas nisen ba'avatum medirayse. The Mishnah of Rav Chanina can be speaking about that it was an avatum medirayse, vladatum medirayse. Aye, so how can you learn out from Rav Chanina's Kana Kahanim? Hai tomei v'tomei v'hai toyo v'tomei. Umay midivreyem, not pechlal from Rav Chanina's Kana Kahanim. Rav Meir learned out midivrei Rav Elazar v'Rav Yeshua. He learned out from the machlokes of Rav Elazar, Rav Yeshua. From there he learned out that you're permitted to be metamei trume b'shoshishis. Let us see Rashi. Oma Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Loi titchak lo'uk mehochi. The mind me devrein de koma me. You shouldn't say this doichik that a vlad is a vlad the rabbonon. The Mishnah should have been more specific. So that's a doichik. The mind me devrein de koma me devrei Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua koma. Rav Meir learned his halacha from Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. V'lava mas nisen koi Rav Meir. Rav Meir is Mechlana going on our mission of Mimeim Shol Kehane, because you can't learn outside from Rav Chanina and side from Rav Akiva. El Baal Mekoi, Vahochi Koma, Midivrei Soifrim Shamanu, Shesoifrim Truma Teirem Atmeya Bepesach. Umaninu Soifrim, who are these Soifrim? Rav Lazar, Rav Yeshua. Hai, Vahai, so how does Rav Chanina and Rav Akiva come into the picture? Vai Eidis, the Rav Chanina, Rav Akiva, Le Shaykh Kavi Pesach, Taka doesn't come in. Vai Eidi, the boy, Le Ruye, She Serfim, Koidish, Toir, Ima Tomei. He wants to say that he can burn, L'chay Rashi means, Truma Tahoire, he can burn Truma Tahoire, Ima Tomei. It's not God lost, they brought in these Maimorim of Rav Chanina, there we see this also in Yonam of Esophas, Tumei, that Tomei v'Tomei, Posel v'Tomei, but Al Kaponim, it's me Oysa Inyan, so Memela, that's why this was brought into the Mishnah. So now we have to figure out what's the story of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, and from that, Rabbi Meir was able to derive Sofim at-Tahirim at-Meir v'Pesach. Zot the Gemara, Hai Rabbi Yeshua. Which Rabbi Yeshua are we speaking about? Ilema ha Rabbi Yeshua this nan. We learned a Mishnah as follows. Chavis shel trume shenoilad lo sofik tume. You had a chavis shel trume shenoilad lo sofik tume. There's a sofik to us if this chavis became tume. Rabbi Lezer, so this is called tluya. It's toloi. It's loy oichlin, loy serfim. not allowed to eat it, maybe it's tame. You're not allowed, there's no chiyuv to burn it. Maybe it's toil. Is Rabbi Lezer Oimer, im hoysa munachas b'mokim haturfe, if this chavis till now was in a mokim hefker, in a mokim where it was olu to be mekabel tume, so you shouldn't think now that there was noila da sofik tume and you're not allowed to eat it anymore, so now there's no chiyuv of mishmeres trumoisai. You shouldn't think there's no chiyuv of shimur an a trume that I'm unable to eat. So Rabbi Lezer is telling you nitazo, yanichenu b'mokim amutznef, kert. There's still a chiyuv of mishmeres. Yemuchuyev to make sure that tluya should not become tome. Yanichenu b'mokim amutznef. V'moisa migula yichaseno. That is for us Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer, im hoysa monachas b'mokim hamutzna, Rabbi Yeshua says no, there's no chiev of mishmeres and tluya. So if before you were mishamerit, yanichena b'mokim atuf. So now, if he wants to, doesn't have to, but if he wants to, he can put it in a mokim hefker, because as soon as it became sofik tomei sofik toyer, so now it is, you are unable to eat it. If you are unable to eat it, so there's no mitzvah mishmeres. All mitzvah mishmeres is that you should make sure you should be able to eat the truma. But you can't eat it, there's no din of mishmeres. So what is the dimyon? So the dimyon is that just like Rabbi Yeshua holds, by tluya, since there you can't eat it, so there's no din mishmeres. Of mitodin of mishmeres trumoisai, there's no chiyuv of shimur minatume. So hu adin shoshishi, she also can eat it. It's also to eat. So there's also no din of mishmeres. If there's no din of mishmeres trumoisai, there's no din of shimur to protect it from becoming tummy, she allowed to be metame. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, shenoilad sheira. Kigoin, there was no lot kigoin shenichnas odom tomei lishom, sofik noga bo, sofik loy noga. That an odom tomei entered, and there's a sofik if he touched it or if he didn't touch it. So that's tluya. Let us just see the bottom taisvis, which is very much negeya in pshat. Chovish and noilad lo sofik tume. Peirish akonteres, kigoin shenichnas shom odom tomei, I don't know if he touched it or not. So it's sofik tomeg, sofik toil. V'koshelarivo, how do you have such a echitim? So where was the sofik noilad? Iber shusayochit zveikai tomeg. That's a klal. Sofik tomeg shusayochit zveikai tomeg. V'iber shusarabim zveikai toil. So where do you have a sofik? V'nira larila forish. So the re makes an akimte. Kigoin. Shtei chavyos b'shus hayochid. There were two barrels b'shus hayochid, v'noga ba'achas mehem. And this Adam Tomei knows he touched one of them. Ve'eine yedei be'ezem en noga. Da'hashte shtei en tluyos tabal teire. So both of these chavyos are sveikei tomei. Why are they sofik tomei? Let us say sofik tomei b'shus hayochid is vadai tomei. The law yafine me soite de vishus ayochit zveikei tomei eladova shiyachali yis emes kain soite. The whole halach of sofik tomei vishus ayochit zveikei tomei learn out from soite. So by soite there was a stira. There's a sofik, was there a tomei, wasn't there a tomei. So the halach is, I'm supposed to assume there was a tomei. The assumption that there was a tomei is possible al kaponim. It's possible that there was a tume. So memele, so even though it is a suffix, so the Torah says, if it is possible that she was nitma, you have to assume that she was nitma. So the suffix is, it becomes a vada, sveike kevada. Avol hoche de vada yachis mem Torah, but here it is impossible that both of them are tume. He touched one chavis, and he had two chavis. De vada yachis mem Torah, and letamish tayim is sofik. So what is the din? So then we have two chavyos, which both are sveikei tomei. And taisis kedisnan, and now taisis brings a ray. From the Gemara, Mishnah beperish tayin nezirim. Beis nezirim, Sha'omalem echad reisi echad mikem shenitma. I saw one of you went over a mace. I went over a mokim, but there's a mace, but I don't know which one it was. Mevi in kolbim tum evitare. So one is a nozir tomi, one is a nozir tomi. So mevi in they bring together kolbim tum evitare. Mefalish big mor, davisofik tum evishus ayach, bevlochil amrin in the cholechad yovi kolbim tum evitare. So we see this Yisai. So upon him, that is the case of Tluya. The case of Tluya is that he touched one of two Chaviyasin, and we don't know which one he touched. Yeah. Hatufe Hefke. So Rabbi Lezer says, if it was b'mokim atuf, it was b'mokim hefke, yanichena b'mokim amutzna. Adayin muzer al shmirosa. There's a chiyiv mishmeres an tluya. Where does he get it from? V'tayma mefarsh b'pchayres b'peire kol psulei amekdoshim. The pasuk says, es mishmeres tru moisai, shtayim b'mashme. There's a chiyiv mishmeres an tu trumis. What are the two trumis? Achas tahira, v'achas tluya. V'amarachmona ovid lo shimo, that you mechuyiv to make sure it doesn't become vaday tome. So memeil, according to Rabbi Lezer, that there's a din of mishmeres, so memeil, one has to, if it was b'mokim ma'atufa, yenichene b'mokim ma'amutzne. The Gemara wants to say, Rabbi Yeshua holds, yesh aim lemesayris. So if yesh aim lemseiris, you don't read terumoy sai the way it is pronounced, you read it the way it is written. So terumosi, it is written without a vav. So memele, mishmeres terumosi, there's only a chi of mishmeres and one trume, and trume tahire. So there's no din of mishmeres. And trume tluye. So what is the lamdas? So the lamdas is because since it is not oimid lehayachel, so there's no chi of mishmeres. So the mishmeres is only on truma that can be eaten. So therefore, Rabbi Yeshua says, Yanichena b'mokim atufa, kloima. Imrotza yochel ligrem lo tumah. If he wants it to be goyrem tumah, the kesova yesh aim le mesayres, utrumosi ksi. The pasuk says trumosi. Period. Alma shamina le Rabbi Yeshua. The kivin the ene ru'uya. Since it is not ru'uya ella lahadloke, yochel ligrem lo tume. So he's permitted to be goyrem tume. Now that's what Rashi says, ella lahadloke, is the Rita Gaza, he asks on Rashi, why is it roi lahadloke? L'chayre, I don't know if it's toher or tome. If it's toher, so memele, you're not permitted to take truma tohoira and madlikit. Truma tohoira is nitin lachila ishtiyele siche. You're not allowed to be madlikit. If it's tome, you're allowed to be madlik. So the Rita Gazi makes a greis in Rashi. Wants to say, kiven dein ruya filu ladlokit. It's not ruya if anything. You have over here tluya, you don't know what to do with it, but you can't do anything with it. So it's useless. So it's by useless truma, there's nothing what to do with it. Yochagrigo mo tuma, there's no din mishmeres. Bahonami, so Rabbi Meir learned out from Rabbi Yeshua. So what did Rabbi Yeshua say? Trume, that is, has no use whatsoever. There's no din of mishmeres. Is Bahonami afilu toira? Afilu we have a trume toira b'shoshishis abobas biyere. You can't do anything with it. Umetaminoisa. So therefore, you can't be metamin. So that was the Mahalach of Reish Lakish, Mishim Bar Kapore, that Rameyeh learns out from Rabbi Yeshua. Frek de Gemore mi domi. It is not a comparison. Ho som grome baume. Over there, what did Rabbi Yeshua say? He didn't say you're allowed to be metamit. He said, there's no chi of mishmeres. There's no chi of shimo. Hocha biyadai. But here you're being metame b'yodai. Now, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman wants to say, you could learn this Gemara very lomdish, but when we go further, we're going to see that the lomdish v'etach nishtoigen azoi. So Rabbi Chanan wants to say, that by emesin there are two mekoires to aser to be metame trume. There's one din as mishmeres trume isai, there's a din shimu, And then there's another din, by a Yodis it says, Bechol Kodesh Loisiga. You're not allowed to be metamet Trume. That's a besondere din. So Memele, so that's what the Gemara wants to say. In the din of, we'll speak about the Raisis. In the din of Esmishmeres Trumoisa, you're right. Rabbi Yeshua was Mechadish. That there's no Chiyuv Shimur Antluya. There's no Chiyuv Shimur Antluya. Because it's useless. But in the second din, Bechol Kodesh Loisiga, this din, you're not allowed to be Metamet Trume. This is not totally, this is a Bezunder Aloche. This is the din, you're not allowed to be Metamet Trume, period. Doesn't matter if you can use it, if you can't use it, you're not allowed to be Metamet Trume. That's how we could learn. But later we'll see in the Gemara that this is, that this Chiluk between Biyadayim and Grome is not a Chiluk, a Deraisa Dike Chiluk, it's a Drabona Dike Chiluk. And the Gemara really means that that even though midrabbonon you're not allowed to be metame be yedayim. Rabbi Shua only said you're allowed to be goyim tumah, but to be metame be yedayim the rabbonon did not let. About kaponim, that is what the Gemara is saying. In the din shimu, you are right, but it's not oimed laachila. There's no din shimu. That's a moir de ketzushtel. But to be metame be yedayim, that you don't see from Rabbi Shua. See, that's also min atayra or midrabbonon. Zukte Gemara, okay, Eloho Rabbi Yeshua, I have a different Rabbi Yeshua. This not. We learned a Mishnah as follows. Chovis shel trumo shenishbero begas ho'al yoino. There was a, in Bizman Chazal, when they used to squeeze out grapes, there was a platform, and on the platform they used to put the grapes. They used to step on it, that's how they used to squeeze out the grapes. On this platform there was a type of a hole that it used to drain out, and the wine used to run through this hole. There was a pipe, it went down into a boil. Chovish shel trume, the wine went down, it accumulated in the boil. That was the gas bizman chazal. Chovish shel trume shenishbero begas hol yoine. Now this is a shrekliche matzev. He had a barrel of trume that was begasol yoine. It was wine already, and it was put away. And all of a sudden, this barrel breaks. And the barrel breaks, and the wine is starting to drip down into this hole in the gasol yoine, and it's going to go and drip into the boil. And the boil we have, chulin tmeim. Now, if this trume will get into the boil, that's chulin tmeim, it's a rizik hefsit. Because chulin tmeim, now you have medume, you have here trume together with chulin. So, every medume is a halbe tzore. A Yisrael is not permitted to eat it, because there's meurev, chulin, and trume. But a kohen is allowed to eat it. But since I have over here chulin tmeim, some emele, so the trume will become trume tmeim, as soon as it gets into the boir. So you'll have a boir which will be worthless and useless. V'tachtoine chulin tmei. Moide rabolezev rab Yeshua. And so what is the shayla? So the shayla was, but this person is a moire de keitze. He has kalim that he can catch the wine before it falls into the boir. But there's only one problem. These kalim are kalim tmei. So if he's going to catch the trume, he's going to save money. But besides that, he's going to be metame b'yadayim the trume. That's the problem. Is moedim, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, shim yochel lahatzel mimeno revius betare. That means, if he doesn't have on hand a kli toyer, but if he can go a block away, and he can get a kli toyer, and come back and save one revius betare, so he should go and get that keli to be matzel or revius betare, and he'll say goodbye to his boyer. Aval kaponim, there's no shayla, he has to do that. Yatzel. Because he has no right to be metame trume if there's a oifen how to be matzel, even if it's only negeya revius. Vimlav. But what if he can't get a kli toyer? So now we have a meiridike frustrating situation. Mitzad echot, if he won't do anything, this trum is going to become tummy. That means it's going to become tummy. It's going to fall in. But not only is he become tummy, he's going to lose a lot of money. So now the shayla is he allowed to take kalim tmeim to be mekabel the trume? At times I'm going to become tamei. Is he allowed to take kelim tameim? Al kaponim to be matzel his chulin tameim in the boil. So here, so what is the lomdus of the tzir? The tzir is we have tume which sai v'sai will be unable to be eaten. It's unable to be eaten, this tume, and the whole shaila is he permitted to be metame trume, which saivisai won't be eaten? Saivisai will become tame. So here we have a machloikis, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. So, chavi shel trume shenishbara begaso yoyne. So it says like this, vim laav, Rabbi Lezer oime, teiret vetetame, baal yitameno beya. Rabbi Lezer doesn't hold this vore since it's oimed to become tomei. It won't be eaten side by side. Abelezos, you're not allowed to be metame tume. Rabbi Yeshua oimer, af yetame no biyad. You're permitted to be metame. You're permitted to take kalim tmeim, and you're allowed to be metame this tume. So now we have a moiridike raya terabmeye. We have here something that's oilach liyibut. So since it's oilach le'ibud, and it won't be eaten side by side, so memela one is permitted to be metamed. So memela that was Rav Meir's raya. So who adin chometz b'shoshishes, trumas chometz b'shoshishes, since it's oilach le'ibud, one is permitted to be metamed. Zot Rashi. Chavi shel trume begas al yoin. Hainu adashim shel gas. This was the upper platform of the gas. Shekoir and Maiti Shanovim Besoicha. That was the platform where the grapes were. Vatachtoina Hainu Boyer Shayayin Yoyre Lesoicha. This was the boyer that the wine ran into. And he had over there Tmeim Chulin, in the boyer, this Chulin Tmeim. Vatachtoina Chulin Tmeim. Chulin Tmeim Yeshbo. Veruuyin Loi Bimei Tumosoi. So Rashi had now all of a sudden a practical kasha. What was this person doing with chul and tmeim? So Rashi has two alternatives. Either v'ruuyin loy b'mei tumosoy, or ilami sheini oichul chul and betare. I just was nesoyre when I saw this Rashi muchitzich. What was this person going to do with chul and tmeim? Rashi couldn't... Rashi had explained, we're not speaking about observed cases. What does a person do with chul and tmei? So Rashi is two eights. We le bimei tmei, oi le mi sheni oi chul chul and betare. We had a gemara in Shabbos. The gemara in Shabbos that Yud Gimel says, at heichin porzo tare bi Yisrael. The gemara says, the Mishnah says, lo yoichel hazov im hazovo. That hazov is not permitted to eat with hazov al tzaveirim. So the Mishnah said this aloche lo yoichel hazovim hazov. So the Gemara says, but a toyer eat with hazov. You don't need a Mishnah to tell me. A toyer would never eat with hazov because they were nizer betare. So Rashi says, kulon oichlin chuleyim betare. It's a loshen of Rashi and Shabbos Tav Yud Gimel. Yidn, so the Mishnah, when the Mishnah wanted to tell us aloha, the Mishnah wouldn't tell us lo yoichel atoyer im azove, because atoyer would never eat with azove. Al tara, teichen poetz atara bi Yisrael. So bizman ha Mishnah, they were nizer to eat chulam betara. So Rashi, here kasha, what's pshat this Mishnah? Here we have a Mishnah that's speaking about that if someone has a boyer with chulam tmeim. So Rashi muchitzich, what is a person doing with chulam tmeim? So Rashi says, one of the two. Oh, the ruin loy be made to Mosai. Oy, le mi she ene yoichel chulam betara. Philip is man chazal, they were yechidim, they were yaitse doifins who didn't eat chulam betara. So be mele. It's roy le mi she ene yoichel chulam betara. Ve im tipo trume zule saichai. If this trume will fall into the boir, havelay medume tome. So it's mixed up trume with chulam, which is tome. Lechazil Yisrael mishum trum, so the Yisrael can't drink it because it's trum. Vafel tahira, v'loy limke lekoyen dekiven the tmeya he asur. Since it's trum tmeya, so it's also to the koyen. How do we know that trum tmeya is also the koyen? Because it's borel nafkalon shoychol trum tmeya oiver be'ese. בשרחת אכלנו, לזה התומי ואתו יחדו, ולוי לאחר, דווקא פסולי המקדושים שניפטו, a person is permitted, a tummy is permitted to eat it. But trumet meye, you're not allowed to eat. Is my the Rabbi Lezim Rabbi Yeshua. So in the first case, if it can be matzel arevius, it can be matzel arevius yayin, av abishenech lekubayin yochel b'seif, moidin b'shobinayim b'kach. Shim yochel lahatzom imen arevius b'tare. What does that mean? Shim yochel lahzer acha keilim teire. If it's possible for him to go and get keilim teire, malakabel, koidim sheteiret kula lesoichat meyim v'yakabel imen arevius aluga, be able to rescue arevius agug yatzel yachzer achreyim. So you should go and start searching for these keilim teire. Ba'al yekablen o bekeilim temeyim kde lahatzel asachulin shleisare mimeno ben v'yeyosru. He should do this. V'yavar pishe b'soich kach. While he's looking, searching for keilim teirim yered mimeno l'soiche v'yivsedeim. Lo'y matamino lo l'trume mishum atzol eschulon. You have no right to be metame trume if there's a possibility to be matzo trume. You have no right to be metame trume mishum atzol eschulon. But v'im lav shelo yimot say kli toyo. He can't find a kli toyo. V'soif soif l'tum ozlo. Tzayv say will become tome. It's inedible. Ozlo kula bezunach l'ko Rabbi Lezer v'Rabbi Yeshua. The Rabbi Lezer oime af al pikein teired v'titmo me'eleom v'yavsi dachul v'al yitamena b'yad k'day l'atzilom. He has no right to be mitamed at trume. Even though it's hoylich li, but it won't be eaten side by side. Rabbi Yeshua oime yitamena b'yad alme l'Rabbi Yeshua kiven de soifo le'ibud shori litmuye biyat. So we see Rabbi Yeshua holds something that's soifa leibud. The whole iser of tume is only because there's a potential to eat it. But by tume, that there's no potential to eat it, so memele, you're permitted to be metama biyodai. Pesach nami lo ishno. Rabbi Meir mid Rabbi Yeshua yalev. So Meir learned out from Rabbi Yeshua. Fragt die Gemore, Jochi, hai mi divreihem, mi dvorov mi boiloi. He's learning out from Rabbi Yeshua. So what like is Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lezer? He's looking out from Rabbi Yeshua. But the Gemore, Jochi, come, mi machlekusom shal Rabbi Lezer ve Rabbi Yeshua lamad. From there, machlekes. Well, whenever there's a machlekes, he passed like Rabbi Yeshua. So, trashi, machlekusom lamadnu. Shrei Alochik Rabbi Yeshua Betaris, Rabbi Lezer Nimna Olof, Shle Lekvoy Alochik Kemoisoi. Neitanure Shalach Noi Bebom Metziye, there they put Rabbi Lezer in Chayrim. So, Memele, so by Taris, we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua. So that is the second Mahalach in the Gemara, that Rabbi Meir learned his Aloche from Rabbi Yeshua. וכן אומר רב נחמן, זאת אומרת גמור הבית, וכן אומר רב נחמן, אומר רב ברבו. דקנמי, דקטוני, מויד רב אלעזר ורב ישוע שמע מינו. Yeah, because later, רבי יוסי said, that in this case, רב אלעזר ישוע be מוידד at its also. So, וי קימת הרעין לב אלעזר ורב ישוע, who's talking about רב אלעזר ורב ישוע? But according to Reish Lakish, it's beautiful. That he wanted to say, Rabbi Meir wanted to say, according to Rabbi Yeshua, will be mutter. So Rabbi Yossi said, no, in this case, moedim Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua, that will be us. V'chein Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rav Baravue, the same Mahalach, Masnisin Ba'ava Tumadiyarais, Uvlada Tumadiyarais, the Mishnah, we cannot learn out anything. Because it's speaking about Uvlada Tumadiyarais, Omaim Medivrayim, מדברי רבי אלעזר ורבי ישועה. פרקת גמורה, איסווי, רובה לרב נחמן. איסווי, רובה יש רב נחמן. So you're saying that the מקויר of רמיה is רבי אלעזר ורבי ישועה. איסווי, רובה לרב נחמן, אומר רבי יויסי. Now, this אומר רבי יויסי is a ברייסה that brought on a דווחוף המדבייס. Now, there's a machloikis there. The Baraisa is speaking as follows. You have here It is Erev Pesach Shechal. We have Erev Pesach Shechaliyes B'Shabbos. So they burn the Truma Erev Shabbos. They burn the Truma Erev Shabbos. So Rav Meir says, you take Tahira, Tluya, Temeya, and you burn it all together. That is the Svara of Rav Meir. You burn everything together. It's Shoshishis. It's Eibel Nisra. You burn everything together. Rav Yaisi says that you burn it Bifnei Atzma. You did not burn it together. Omar Rav Yaisi. So now Rav Yaisi, it says to Rav Meir, Ein hanidei doimel l'raya. What you're talking about, you say you're allowed to burn Tahiri Matmeya, Ein hanidei doimel l'raya. Shekshe'idu Rabbi Seinu al mehi idu. Rabbi Seinu, Rab Chanin is kana kahanim. What did he say? Im al habosor shenitmo bevladatume. Shesoyef enoisim habosor shenitmo ba'avatume. Zetome vizetome. אם על השמן שנפסל בתפול יוים, שמדליק הנועסה בנר שנתמה בתומי מי, זה פוסלו וזה תומי. אך אונו מוידים, זאת רב יויסי תרמי, מולסו מוידים, בתרומה שנתמה יש בבלד התומי, שסף הנועסה, עם התרומה שנתמה יש באב התומי. אבל היך נשרף, התלויו עם התמיו, how can you even burn תלויו עם תמיו, שמיו ואליו ויתארנום. So before we go further, let's just, the gist of the kash is as follows. The Rav Nachman said that the makir of Rav Meir is Yen Rabbi Yeshua. Is the Rabbi Yeshua? The Rabbi Yeshua says that Chovish Nishbara Begasol Yoine is he's permitted to be Metame the Yain. That's the makir of Rav Meir. We see that Rabbi Yossi is Chaylik on Rav Meir. He says you can't be Metame to Rab Chanin is kind of Kahanim, he can be Medama to Rabbi Kiva, because there's Tomei v'Tomei, there's Posel v'Tomei. So Rav asked Rav Nachman, Rav Meir did not learn out. Rav Meir did not learn out from Rab Chanin and Rabbi Kiva. Rav Meir learned out from Rabbi Yeshua. So what's Pshat in this Rabbi Yossi? That is the Kasha. But before we go further, let us see exactly what Rabbi Yossi is saying. Zot Rashi. Mimachlekusam lamadnu shalei haloche kerabbi Yeshua. You know we said about Deikanami the Rav Meir mid Rabbi Yeshua yalef that Rav Meir learned out from Rabbi Yeshua. Bidekomahadle Rabbi Yosi ena he minamide the Moed Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yeshua bezu. Now how does Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yeshua come in? Shma mino minayu avi yalef. Well, the common poch am I any amid later Gemara is going to ask. It's a bigger dikedimian. Well, Rav Meir saw from Rabbi Yeshua that a person is permitted to be metame biyodayim truma that's hailach libo. Omer Rabbi Yosi la Rav Meir ein anidin doime l'raye. What's the nidin? Sreifes chometz bepesach sh'ata don v'lomi. Me'elu. You want to learn out sreifes chometz bepesach einoi doime l'dvorim sh'ata mei v'raye mehen olo. Al meidu shetulcha lilmoid mehem zet, by zetome vizetome, shlishi bekaidish tomeyu, parishin shonisraf imoi tomeyu. But over here, how do you say you can burn tluya matmeyo, shema yovoi eliyo laach azman, ויאמר תהירו הויסו, ונמצא למאפריו, שתימנו תרומה בידיים. אף על פי שיתון השריף ניסו חומץ, עושו לתמו בידיים. I'd like to elaborate a few minutes on שם יובי אליהו. We had before, הרשי ברותן הגמורן בחיירס. The גמורן בחיירס said, we had a מחלויקס, is there a din mishmeres trumoisai by tluya? Rabbi Lezer says there's no din mishmeres trumoisai by tluya. There is a din mishmeres trumoisai by tluya because he holds yesh aim lemikra. So memeila mishmeres trumoisai is a chiyav shimor and tluya. Rabbi Yeshua holds there's no din mishmeres. He holds yesh aim lemesayres. So mishmeres trumosi. Now that is a havamin in the Gemara. The Gemara slugs up that ukimte because the Gemara says Rabbi Lezer also holds Yesh Eim Limsayres. So now we have a problem. So what is the machloikis by Mishmeres? So the Gemara in Bechayre says, the maskanas ha-Gemara is, the machloikis is as follows. Rabbi Shua holds Horuya Lecho Shemoyer. The whole din of Mishmeres, forget about Roshes, don't have any Roshes. Horuya Lecho Shemoyer. V'she'ene Ruya Lecho Lois Ishmer. It's a svore. You have to, it's a svore. The whole din Shemoyer on something that's roi to eat. Something that's not roi to eat. It's not usable. There's no din Shemoyer. A svore. Forget about it. It's a svore. Rabbi Lezer svirelei. So the Gemara says, what does Rabbi Lezer hold? Ruyahi, shema yove Eliyo v'yitarenu. So the Gemara in Bechayres mentions Eliyo anovi there, but there it's a very gishmak machlokes. What is the machlokes? He says, be'emison, everyone holds that the whole din mishmeres is on something that you're able to eat. If you can't eat it, there's no din mishmeres. So Rabbi Yeshua went, so, ba'asheru sham, this is eineroi, it's tluya, it's eineroi, you can't, we had rashi, you can't eat it, you can't be madlika, you can nothing do it, so you can't do anything with it, no din mishmeres. So Rabbi Lezer said, this is called ruyulacho, who says it's not usable? What'll be if Eliyo and Novi will come and tell us it's toil? So you can't say this is not usable. So Bail is a din mishmeres. That's called ru'uyelecha. This is called ru'uyelecha. That was the machloikis. Does the possibility, that means Be'emison, Rabbi Lez is also made now it's eineroi, but you can't put a stamp on this trum, it's eineroi, since there's a possibility that it could become roi. That means Rabbi Lez is also made, if we'd never find out, some emailer, so it's called eineruyelecha. If I feel it's toyer, it's eineruyelecha. The needin is, it's not if it's toyer, if it's tome. The needin is if it's roy. So Rabbi Lezer says, we'd never be able to find out. So you're right, it's eineruy, lachila, whatever it is. So there's no dimishmeres. But this is a potential, it's called eineruyelecha. Eliyonovi could come and say that it's toyer. So there's still a possibility, it's roy to be eaten. So there's a chi of mishmeres. Fine. But that is a matter of opinion. Rabbi Lezer holds it's ruyelecha, Rabbi Yeshua holds it's not ruyelecha. But that's the machloikis, finished. Now, over here, we have here a taina of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, taina to Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, taina to Rabbi Meir, that how could you burn Tluya imat meya, shema yovi eliyo v'yitareno. So what does Rashi say? Shema yovi eliyo la'achazman. Now, we are speaking about over here, the shoshishis. It's the sixth hour. You have to burn it. Eliyo anovi won't, today he won't come side by side. La'achazman. You're burning it now. There's no shaila. When Eliyo anovi, so this is eineroi. There's no shaila whatsoever. This is eineroi. So Rabbi Yossi asks Akasha to Rabbi Meir, how could you burn it? Maybe Eliyo Novi's going to come next week, and he'll tell you that it was toyer. So we have to understand, what am I losing if Eliyo, now I'm going to burn it now side by side. So what's Gate Meron if Eliyo Novi will come next week, if he won't come next week? What's that Meron with Eliyo Novi? I mean, if Stamazoid is a psafrumarei, maybe it's toil. Don't be metama be yedai. If Rabbi Yossi holds, you're not allowed to be metama be yedai. Mishmeres is mishmeres, but you're not allowed to be metama be yedai. That's what Rabbi Yossi holds. So good. So that's the machloikis, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir holds, since it's hoilach le'ibud, tluyo, it's erev Pesach, you're allowed to be metama be yedai. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you're not allowed to be metama be yedai. Maybe it's toil. Maybe it's toil that Mishred begne liyo anovi. But Rabbi Yossi asked him, Akasha, how are you allowed to be metama b'yadayim? Maybe Eliyahu Novi's going to come next week. So what's Gate Meron if he'll come next week? But it's Roy Tichanat. Burnt it has to be burnt now side by side. So what's is not the maila from Eliyahu Novi coming next week? Shema yovi Eliyahu la'achazman v'yoymar tohoira hoysa, and he'll tell us that it was then toyer. V'nimtza lemafraya shetimanu truma b'yadayim. We will metama truma toyra b'yadayim. Afal pisha hitun esreiv neisachom, it's a bosal tamas b'yadayim.
So it's very unclear why Rabbi Yossi had to bring in Eliyahu HaNavi. What's up to say Eliyahu HaNavi? Maybe it's Torah. It comes out your metama through metayra be yadayim. What is Eliyahu Malo and Meirit? Since when Eliyahu HaNavi will come, he'll be burned side by side. That means hashtag. But let's go a little further now. Look the Gemara weiter. Ha-pigul. Now this is still a continuation of Divrei Rabbi Yossi. The Baraisa says as follows. Ha-pigul va-ha-noiso va-ha-tomei. Beishamai oimrim ein nisrofim ka'acha. So pigul and noiso and tomei are all psulei ha-magdoshim that you have to burn. So the machloikis beishamai and beishilu. Beishamai say ein nisrofim ka'acha. You're not permitted to burn the pigul with the tomei. Or beishilu. So Memelis, according to Beishamai, is Vacholshken Betrume Toiro Tmei, Yizichi can burn together. This is Tommy Midrabon, you're not allowed to burn. Ba'afilu Beisilu, so this is the Hemshech of Rabbi Yossi's Kashi, Ba'afilu Beisilu like a Shogu, Mushum Disla Pigul Venoisa to Midrabon. Afilu Beisilu was Matu, is only Matu by Pigul Venoisa. That al kaponim there is a tumah derabbanan on it. Masha ein kein by tumah tahira. The yizichah not allowed to burn it together imat mei. Yeah. Now the gemara goes back to the kash. Isal kedaitoch. Rab Meir midivrei Rabbi Yeshua koma. If you'll tell me that Rab Meir learned that his halacha from Rabbi Yeshua. So what did he tells him he can't learn that from Rabbi Chanin Skana Kahanim. Rabbi Meir learned that from Rabbi Yeshua, that from Chovish or Tumash Nishbara Begas or Yoyne, and he tells him he can't learn that from Rabbi Chanin Skana Kahanim. Omalei Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman answered him, Rabbi Yossi lava daite. In fact, Rabbi Yossi didn't know. The who saw Rabbi Meir with Rabbi Chanin Skana Kahanim come alone. Omalei, I know mid Rabbi Yeshua coming. He says, I'm not learning after Rabbi Chanin, I'm learning from Rabbi Yeshua. Omalei, so Rabbi Yossi told him, are you learning after Rabbi Yeshua? Afilu Rabbi Yeshua, nami, ayni, amide. Afilu, according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's no tzushtel. Omalei, the Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, shesh seire v'zu b'fnei atzmo, v'zu b'fnei atzmo. That Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua will be moide, in this case, by truma, Tahira, imat meya, you have to burn it separately. Afilu Rabbi Yeshua says, by chovish and nishbaro, you're allowed to be matzel bekelim tmeyim. But over here, he'll hold zubif neyatra zubin zayatma. Frek the gemore, v'amai eini yamide, mido mido, this is amoyra de keraye. Just like trume that's oime, to become tome, it's not tome yet, so you're permitted to be metamid. So he hits, it's Heilach Li, but you're allowed to be Metamit. And for the Gemara, Shani Hosom, the Ike Hefset Chulam. So Rabbi Yossi said, you know why Rabbi Yeshua was matter? Rabbi Yeshua was matter by Kas, because there's a Hefset Chulam. The Mokim Hefset, he was matter to be Metamit, be Yadai. But over here, there's no Hefset. So Shalei be Mokim Hefset, they want matter. Zukt Rabbi Chonon, Zetman Dorf and this Gemara over here, if Rabbi Yossi says Rabbi Yeshua was only Mata, but Mokim Hefsid, so Vais Tachois is not an Isar Diyaraisa. If we want to differentiate, but Mokim Hefsid it's Muta, but Mokim Hefsid it's Muta, Shloi, but Mokim Hefsid it's not Muta. So Al Kaponim, Vais Tachois, Al Kaponim, this is already a Svar in the Rabbona. Or it could be that we're saying that Rabbi Yossi said, that is true. That Rabbi Yossi holds the Zichano, the Rabbi Yeshua holds the Zichano Isar to be metam is something that's Eilach Liibud Minat Torah. But could be mid Rabbon and there is an Isar. So in our Mishnah there would be an Isar. Why was he matter over there? There he was matter al Tzavsid Chul. So al Kaponim Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yeshua is saying that al Kaponim there's an Isar the Rabbonon and they only were Mekel b'mokim Hefsid. Maskif lo Rabbi Yirmiyeh mas nisen nami ike hefsed de eitzim. By the Mishnah there's a hefsed eitzim.
It's also a hefset. If you can burn it together, there's a hefset. If you can burn it together, so you just need you need fuel for one fire. You don't have to make two separate fires. Amalaya husove lehefset merube choshoshu lehefset muet loy choshoshu. We're speaking about shoshishes. Now we had before machlokes Rashi and Tosfos according to Rabbi Yehuda that mitzvos b'sreife. When is the mitzvah of sreife? Rashi held the mitzvah of sreife is b'shishes. B'shvis as b'sase b'chol dover. So it's beautiful. We're speaking about shishes. So memele, so the gemara is mefalpa, doesn't have sedates, and mizra have sedates, but there's something to talk about. According to Taisvis, who's talking about the Ashbasose Becholda, but who's talking about Taisvis, is mefare bezer leruach, and mafal leyom, is the bechlala have sed. Zogt Rashi. The whole machloikis between Rab Meir and Rab Yosi is davke b'sheish, avol b'sheva, but b'sho shviyis divrei hakel sorfen. Then everyone holds, afilu, Rab Yosi holds that you can burn tohira imat meir b'sho shviyis. Zetrashi, b'sheish adayin ein ala tohira le'isr darabonon. There's only an isr darabonon, so then Rabbi Yossi said, isov zul atzmo. Avol b'sheva, shenesro kvar min atohira ein locho tume gdoilo mizu. Hashem Rashi is very interesting, but if it's also min atohira, so ein locho tume gdoilo mizu, divrei hakel af le Rabbi Yossi surfe. So now we see over here a moir de kechidish of Rabbi Yochanan, that when it's also min ha-teire to eat, then everyone holds you're allowed to be metamet. The whole shiloh was, when it's only also mi darabonon, then we make chilukim, tomei v'tomei, posel v'tomei, obo, if it's also min ha-teire, then afilo Rabbi Yossi holds you're allowed to be metamet. Oma lei rabzeire le rabasi. Neimo kosova rabjoichenen masnissen ba'ova atume die reise. Uvlada atume de rabonon. Umay me divreye me divre rabchanines kane kahanim. Oma lei in. Now let us see Rashi what the shaila was. So Rashi neimo kosova rabjoichenen. De masnissen. The Rab Chanine bevlada tume darabono, v'rameya minei alef. He's asking a kash like this. We hear two mahalchem, how to learn pshat rameya. The first mahalch in the Gemara was that rameya learns out from Rab Chanine's kana gahanim. He's speaking about a vlad darabono. The second mahalch was that he learns out from Rabbi Yeshua, by chobis, shanishbara begasol yoin. So now, what did Rabbi Yochanan say? Rabbi Yochanan just said, "Bishvi is no machloikis." Rabbi Yosi is also made. So what is the shaila now? So Rashi says as follows: Name a kesava Rabbi Yochanan the Masnisen the Rab Chanine bevlada tume darabonon v'rameir minei alef. Now what does that mean? V'davke the shaila of the Gemara is as follows: Rabbi Yochanan said machloikis b'sheish. Now, what does that mean, machloikis b'sheish? So you could learn two ways. You could learn v'davke nokat sheish, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, davke machloikis b'sheish. What is the mile of sheish? Mishum de iso lay iso darabonon, because sheish is really awesome in darabonon. Who time the Rameya? Therefore, Rameya said, an iso darabonon is doime to atume darabonon.
Abchinin skana kanam is speaking about the tumah de rabbanu, and the nisar de rabbanu is the same. Avol im bol esoyer for bechomesh ba'arba, which there's no nisar de rabbanu also, moide rab meyer, the ain't soyer, then you're not allowed to be soyer. Va'avol gav de soyer for leibud, even though it is soyer for leibud, the lav mid rabbi Yeshua koyalet. He doesn't learn out from Rabbi Yeshua. The time made Rabbi Yeshua also Mishum Hefzed Chulim. There, that means Ramei is also Moide with the Taina we had before that they were Mater, there to be Metama B'Yadayim because of Hefzed Chulim. Hoylech Le'ibot, Soif Le'ibot is only a Heta B'Mokim Hefzed. Shaloi B'Mokim Hefzed, they weren't Mater. So Memele, that Meir, that said, that soif im atruma tohoira im atmeya bepesach is davke b'sheish. And where did he see that an iser drabon on one is permitted to be metame? That he saw from chinis kana kahanim. That's one side. So the Rabbi Yochanan said sheish, he means davke sheish. Oy dilme l'Rabbi Yochanan nami rameya mit Rabbi Yeshua yale. Or maybe, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Meir also learns after Rabbi Yeshua. The time of the Rabbi Meir, lav mishum isura de rabbonon hu, duhu adinami lochomish v'arbe. Hai, de koma Rabbi Yochanan sheish, ulcha de milse noka, ulcha de milse. Om alei, so he answered him, in, v'davke sheish koma. V'davke sheish. If Rabbi Meir is speaking about Davke Sheish, he learns that for Rabbi Chanina, so why does Rabbi Yossi say Eini Yamide? Zuk the Gemara weiter. So according to Rashi, this was the shakl of Atai in the Gemara. Did Rabbi Yochanan said Machloikis B'Sheish is Sheish Davke or Sheish Lav Davke? So the Gemara says, Sheish is Davke. Now, I don't understand. We learned before, Abaraise, there's another machlokes between Rab Meir and Rab Yossi, by Erev Pesach Shchalias B'Shabbos, that Rab Meir holds, that Seifim Truma, that's what we had on the Medal, Seifim Truma Tahira Tluya Matmeir together. Allowed to burn all three together. Now, Erev Shabbos, it's not also Bachil, it's not also Bano. You'll have to eat it at Fulham Pesach also. And now you'll have to eat it at Erev Pesach also. It's not the Erev, when you burn Chum, it's Erev Pesach, it's only Hoylech Libet. I have nothing what to do with it. But it's not also Midar Abono. I don't understand, according to Rashi, that the Shail of the Gemara was, was he Mater, Dalet, or Hey, or not? And he answers, he was not Mater, Dalet, or Hey. He's only Mata Sheish because it's also Mida Rabbonim. So how do we understand the Baraisa before that Rameya was Mata, Erev Pesach Shchalias B'Shabbos, that Erev Shabbos shalal to burn Truma Tahira, Tluya Tmeya together? There the only het is only Hoylech Leibud. The only het is not also, but not also Bachil and not also Bahano. But Kaponim Azay Shteita on the Gemara. Amalai in it manami amar Rabbi Yochanan masnisen ba'ov atume de reise. The lad now the Gemara brings back Rabbi Yochanan said beferish like that masnisen ba'ov atume de reise uvlad atume de rabbonon umay midivrei midivrei Rab Chanin eskana kahanim umach loikis b'sheish. So he says klo, you learn out from Rab Chanin, not from Rabbi Yeshua. Loikis b'sheish avu b'shev divrei hakel surfing. Rashi omalei in v'davke sheish koma. He says l'kamei poch amai koma Rabbi Yosi eini yamid. So I believe it's a good rai from Rav Chanina. Zuk the Gemara weiter, but al kaponim Rabbi Yochanan said another chiddush. Rabbi Yochanan said b'sheva when it's also min ha'toyre, so it's a dova muskim that you're permitted to be metamid. Like the Gemara leimim misayi lehev arayet Rabbi Yochanan. Hapigu vahanoiso vatomei b'shami oimrim ein nisrofim ka'achas. Beisilul oimrim nisrofim ka'achas. So you see, Beisilul holds you allowed to burn pigul together with tomei. Aye, how you allowed to burn pigul with tomei? Pigul is not tomei. How you allowed to burn pigul with tomei? is al kochach zeven doch, since pigel is osor ba'achila min ha-teire, so memele, so then you'll have to be metamit. So that's a raya to Rabbi Yochanan, that b'shvi, since it is b'shvi, since it is, it's osor min ha-teire, you'll have to be metamit. So it's a raya to Rabbi Yochanan. And for the gemore, sh'ani hosam de islu tumme midarabon. No, it's no raya from pigel to shvi. Could be pigel basilo was matter because al kaponim it's tummy me darabon. This nana pigel van iso metame se yedai. Aber sheva that it's toil legamri could be that the Rabbi Yosi is not moide. Zogt Rashi, neime misayle de besheva moide Rabbi Yosi. The Rabbi Yosi is moide besheva. It says like this, a pigel van iso. Rabbi Yosi Omelelel, Bekomelel Rameyer, Behold, Dome Basil, Nisrofen Kachas, Mishum de Pigul, Venoisas, Rimidareis. Avo Bisure de Rabbonon, Leishorilet Muyibiyadayim. Avo Shaminim in Amiyo, De Beisa de Areise, Moide Rabbi Yosi, Bavo Gavdeleke, Shem Tumelay. And the Gemara Shani Hosam, Holem Yestayil Rabbi Yochanan. Bafilu Bisheva Imeloch, it's not right, Rabbi Yochanan. Bafilu Bisheva Imeloch, the Polik Rabbi Yosi. The Rabbi Yosi is choylek afilu b'sheva. Ba'af al gav da asire, even though it's also, abo hoil vein ole Hashem tume, loy metamin ole. We're not permitted to be metame. Ay, v'ho de moide be pigul v'noisa. Ay, we see, v'esilu holds pigul v'noisa, you're allowed to be metame. Mishim dis alayu shem tume de rabonon. Because there is a tume de rabonon. So the Gemara Leimim Messiah, I'll bring another raya to Rabbi Yochanan. Hapas sheipsha. Here we're speaking about Truma. That was ipsha. That is not roi lachila. V'nipsala milecha la'odol. V'akelev yoche la'ochlo. But it's still edible for a kelev. Metamet tumes oichlem bekebeye. So it is metamet tumes oichlem. Benisrefes imatmeya bepesach. So let us, what does it say over here? It says that there's still dinei tumah on it, metametumas oichlem, benisrefes imatmeya bepesach. So how are you allowed, so the Gemara that Havmina learned, that this is trume, that you're unable to eat. So trume, that you are unable to eat, you're allowed to burn together with tume. So who are din? Chometz, b'shoah shviyis, which you're unable to eat, you're allowed to burn together with tamei. Pas she'ipsha is equivalent to chometz b'shoah shviyis. And for the gemorim, shani hosam da'afra ba'almu, napshat is that it is trume, and you're not allowed to eat it, so therefore you're allowed to be metamed, doesn't have kedushas trume, because it's not roi la'achila. Zogt Rashi. Metame tumes oichlim, oichlim metchila niris lo odom, yodol o teres tume, vein oichlim mimena shetiposlim achilas kela. Nisrevis matmei bepeisach, vafili trume teir, vo vadi rabi oisi komolo. Di rab meye, rafila pas malyis, esho yelah to burn bisho shishis. Shmami no, de moide rabi oisi, eichi de lavas achilei, ועדין לפס מעל יסה בשבע שויס.